Britain, there has been much debate about the healthiness of school lunches. BBC News takes a look at what students in other countries are eating during their lunch breaks. Our first speaker is Lars Bevanger from Oslo, Norway.
There is no system of school canteens here, and all Norwegian school children bring a packed lunch to school. It usually consists of open sandwiches with cheese or salami toppings. Most schools also offer milk to go with the lunch. Yogurt or fruit are usually eaten for dessert. The Norwegian school lunch reflects the general focus on healthy eating in this country. Nutrition is part of the national curriculum, and many teachers see it as their duty to encourage pupils to stay away from unhealthy food and drinks, which are rich in sugar.
Thank you, Lars. Now, speaking for Ukrainian students, is Galina Pavlova.
Chips, pizza or burgers are not on the menu in the Ukraine. But that doesn't mean that school lunches are necessarily all that healthy. A typical meal has three courses and a fruit drink. To start, pupils are given an appetizer, like borscht, the traditional Ukrainian soup made out of beetroot, vegetables and meat. It's followed by a main course of something like sausages or fried meat. That's accompanied by mashed potatoes. The dessert will often be pancakes or surki, which is chocolate covered with cream cheese.
That sounds delicious. Mr. Evans, what about British students?
School meals in the UK are somewhat of a problem. A whole generation, if not two, has already been brought up to think that chips, burgers, fizzy drinks and chocolate bars are a normal lunch that can be eaten every day. To make kids eat proper food, we should not offer a choice. Vending machines should not be allowed in schools at all. Credit should go to James Oliver for tackling this issue and making school lunches a lot healthier with his campaign.
I'm sure we all agree. Miss Marceau will now tell us about French school lunches.
In a country where food is a national religion, school meals are naturally a subject of great interest, especially because French children are becoming heavier. Many schools already employ their own nutritionist, who works with a parents' committee to ensure that lunches provide a healthy, balanced diet. And there's no encouragement of children's love of pizzas, burgers or chips. On the menu this week in a typical Parisian primary school is a mouth-watering menu. A starter of grapefruit followed by grilled chicken with green beans, then a cheese course and rice pudding for dessert. One day a week, chips are on offer, but with salmon rather than sausage or burgers, while Thursday's pizza is served with a healthy green salad. The meal is accompanied by plain water rather than fizzy drinks. There is no choice, so children must either eat up or go home for lunch.